Hey, single parents community, this is Weddy Gore coming to you again. It is 8 p.m. my time. I'm always amped up on this platform, getting ready to share my wisdom with you because I am a single mother just like you out here, or a parent. Today's episode is very juicy. I always got juicy content on this platform for everyone. As you always know, today's episode is going to be so juicy because I have my favorite person in the world here with me. I am not going to introduce him. I'm going to allow him to introduce himself. And here he go.
Hey, everybody. This is Rory, the listening veteran on Instagram. Thank you for allowing me here today.
Thank you for showing up, because I do know for a fact that you are going to show up and show out on this platform for all single parents and parents at the same time. Well, enough said. We are going to go ahead and jump right into this topic and get this whole thing cracking, like Ro would say. Let's get it cracking. Today's topic, can a single mom play both roles as a dad and a mom at the same time? Or can she just be a mom and take responsibility as a dad? What do you think about that, Ro? What's your intake on that?
So I will first address the offline comments you and I had previously, because a lot of parents, and I'll just say parents, not woman or man, will say that, you know, I play both roles as the mother and as the father. However, in my opinion, I do not believe that one person can be both mother and father. Simply because they either are a mother or a father who has more responsibility. And the reason I say that is because, for instance, some people will say that when it comes to parenting, there are gender roles. They would say something along the lines of, if a woman teaches a young boy how to play baseball, then she's fulfilling the role of a father. I disagree, because if a woman can be a soldier and fight on the front lines like any other soldier, then what she's doing, she's a woman that's a soldier, just like she's a woman that's a mother that is teaching her son how to play baseball. It is not gender specific as people try to make it. So that's why I say that no, a woman nor a man can be both parents.
I truly feel myself, I'm going to speak for myself, I feel like I'm playing the role of a father. That's just my take on it. I'm playing a role as a father and a mother. Even though, yes, I have more responsibilities on my hand, but at times I feel like I am playing a role as a father, because I'm there to take them to football games. I'm there to tell them, hey, put a condom on. Sex education, which is so uncomfortable for me at times, just to just tell my son, hey, this is what you're supposed to do. This is how you're supposed to treat a woman. I am taking on that role. And that's a whole different type of responsibility that I truly feel that women, you know, especially a single parent, should not even have no part in. I think that should be a dad's role. Yeah, to talk about that with his boys. Now, as a mother, if I had a little girl, I have no problem telling her how to act, what to put on, how to carry herself around boys. But by being a mother with two boys and doing that, I feel like I'm taking on the role of a father. Especially when the father is absent and has been absent for so long. Yeah, that's my responsibility now. So if I'm responsible for something, I take on that role. That's how I feel. What do you think?
So a woman would say that, some women would say, not a woman, some women would say that a man that believes a woman's supposed to cook, clean the house, and have babies, that's her job. That's what some men would say. However, there are women that would say, no, I can go to work. No, I can basically budget. I can mow the lawn. I can clean the leaves out the gutter. I'm not just good for cooking, cleaning, and making babies. Now, society will say that those are gender roles. So ultimately, when you pigeonhole people into positions, for instance, when you say that, oh, teaching a kid how to put on a condom is a man's job, that is where we now are basically doing the opposite of gender roles. When in reality, a mother or a father can teach a child to put on a condom. Now,
you are right about that.
So with that being the case, then a woman teaching her son to put on a condom is not necessarily a man's job or a father's job.
But it's very uncomfortable.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. You know, as a father, as a single parent,
right,
I had to talk to my daughters, plural, about their periods.
Oh my God.
I had to talk to my daughters about sex with boys. You know, I had to talk to my daughters. At one point, my oldest daughter, I was trying to do her hair, you know, which was hilarious because every time she went to the daycare, she came back with a whole new hairdo.
I applaud you for that.
Because they felt sorry for me. But the point that I'm making is that as a father, when I was a single parent to a young girl, no, I was not taking on the role of a mother and a father, even though I was doing things that were more commonly known in society that women would do for their daughters. That did not make me a mother, because in my opinion, I believe that if you don't have the genitalia, then that's not the role that you're taking on, you know. And of course, that goes into a whole nother topic, because if you identify as a woman, then are you a mother or a father if you're a man, you know? But if you identify as a woman, then you are a mother. If you're a woman identifying as a man, then you are a father. So again, I don't think it's specific to duties. I think it's specific to a person's gender or what they consider themselves. So that's why I'm saying that someone can't have both roles.
I totally understand where you're coming from, and I know that as a female, I cannot be a man. But the responsibility of his role is what I'm taking on right now. And I have been holding this down forever. And at times, it's when I say at times, it's, you know, very uncomfortable and very difficult at times. But, you know, like we talked about in our previous episode, it's a choice. And I'm at the point where I don't have no choice but to just go ahead and say, hey, I'm going to make this my own. And I've been making this my own for as long as I can remember. Do I like it? In the beginning, I didn't. Am I comfortable now? Very comfortable. Will I change anything about it? Hell no. Do I want to change it? No. I actually love the fact that I have two boys. It brings that, what do you say? My masculine energy side. It brings my masculine energy side out. And I see myself as being more, you know, vulnerable, strong, accepting, you know, myself for who I am as a mom, and seeing my child, you know, my youthful side come out, because I have to play with my boys. We have to play soccer together. And, you know, I felt that a dad should always be there in his child's life, in his boy's life, as whereas, you know, girls always, you know, attend to their mom for every, well, go to their mom for every need that they have. And you being a dad, I just want to say thank you for braiding that little girl's hair for every time she went onto the daycare and she came back with a new hairdo. You know, I am just so grateful to just have you on this platform sharing your story as a single dad and letting other dad know that, hey, there are single dads out here who are doing it. And if you can do it, I'm very sure there are single dads out there who are doing their thing too as well. And what I want to give from you, what will you tell, or what can you tell other single dads out there who are struggling with their boys, their girls, and trying to make ends meet as far as, you know, parenting? What, you know, like, what are your feedbacks? You know, like, what can you tell them?
Well, I would say, just like I mentioned in the previous episode, we have to love people how they desire to be loved. And so as a parent, we are designed to want to protect our children, to watch over our children. And sometimes we protect them so much we smother them. And sometimes we project our fears onto our children. In other words, and I'll use something simple, like if you're afraid of spiders, you project that fear of spiders onto your children. Not even trying to, but you make it such a big deal that they see your fear and now they're afraid too. Now, of course, you're saying, well, why is that important? I want you to look at it from a point of finances. I want you to look at it from a point of assertion, because if you're afraid to go ask for a promotion, your children will see that. If you're afraid to seek better employment, seek more education, your children will see all of these things. And so, you know, I once had a friend tell me that she was not working because she wanted to be able to walk her kids to school, and that she wanted them to make sure that they knew that she was there with them every single day. And my words to her was, so when they get older and they stop going to school because they feel like they need to be at home seeing you or seeing someone else, would you say you help them or hurt them? Now, I'm not here to discuss what's right or what's wrong, but more so, again, just advice. If you feel you have to play, quote unquote, both roles as a mother and a father, then there may be something more into your thinking pattern, which may or may not limit you and your growth. Because if you feel women are not capable of teaching their young sons how to cut the grass, how to cut their own hair, or things of that nature, or if you feel like a man can't teach a woman how to make sure that her, teach his little girl, make sure her hygiene is up to standard, on how she cleans herself, or knowing about a menstrual cycle, then that means that we aren't willing to watch society grow as a whole. You know, in this world of gender roles and gender identification, I would like to believe that we are growing leaps and bounds, especially right now during Pride Month,
right?
Because there's so many people that identify the way that they choose to identify. And I guess in saying that, I actually have to say that if a parent wants to say that they identify as a mother and a father, there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
But I would also say be careful, because your children, then they don't understand what the roles are if you're trying to get them to understand that there are roles. Because what you're ultimately saying is that they don't need anyone. And then that goes into a whole nother topic about relationships and understanding. In my opinion, again, for my children, it's, I want my children to have two people in a relationship. And if they're forced to have one, being yourself and doing all the things that two people would do, I don't want them to think that it's okay. Do I want them to think it's possible? Absolutely. But I don't want it to be okay. And that's just me.
But playing a role as both parents in a home, as a single parent playing both roles, I think that that should be something that society should compliment all the time. That's just truly how I feel. You're shaking your head. I'm for real.
No, I don't. It's just like when a man, for instance, like you said, you know, you complimented me on raising my daughter. However, it's what I'm supposed to do. So, you know, I thank you, but I don't need the compliment for doing what I'm supposed to do. At the time that I was doing it, her mom and I had come to an agreement, and it was to benefit her mother as well as myself to create that bond with my child. However, I don't think that any of us should get kudos for doing what we're supposed to do as parents. Now, when we don't have assistance, I still don't think we should get kudos for moving forward without assistance, because again, we just were the ones that stood up to do our job. You know, now from our children, I'm sure our children will be thankful that so we didn't quit on them, right. You know, and that we were willing to go the distance. So again, and again, it just goes back to the opinion that a parent in a home, it's not about roles, but about responsibilities, because no matter what, that parent has chosen to take on the responsibilities that the other parent would not.
But sometimes you don't have no choice though.
You do. And let me explain. You say you don't have a choice, but you could be just like the other parent and walk away.
But no, when I say you don't have a choice, as a parent, mm-hmm. well, as a single mother, mm-hmm. we're always put in a position to where we have to bear all the burden.
You miss my point.
Okay, what is your point?
My point is that
walk away.
There are mothers out there
that have walked away
who have abandoned their children along with the fathers. The point is that we all make a choice. We all make the choice to raise our children.
You are right about that, but I made that choice to stay.
Right. And so when you said I didn't have a choice, you had a choice and you chose to be the mother.
Yes, and the father.
And it's difficult.
And taking a responsibility of the father.
No.
Yes.
Because if you took on the responsibility of the father, mm-hmm. then that means you literally have a split personality. You're doing two people.
I had to take on his responsibility. Which was caring for my boys, getting haircuts.
You still would have done that as a mother, whether there was a father there or not.
Well, I had to learn how to cut hair. At first, I did not know how to cut hair.
So there's a very strong possibility that even if there was a male was there, you still may have had to do that.
Bro, I am telling you what I'm telling you now.
So think about it. Okay. So let's just say, hypothetically speaking,
okay,
you and your significant other,
mm-hmm.
you all are, let's say you're married.
Okay.
And your husband says, babe, I need you to take the boys to get their hair cut. I'm going out of town for 2 weeks. And you can't find anywhere to get their hair cut or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Would you in that moment try to figure something out?
Well, I figure it out then.
We're doing the hypothetical.
Okay. Yes, I will try to figure something out, but we're not happy.
So, as a parent, regardless if there's another parent in the house, if there's a problem, you're going to figure it out. Would you agree?
Yes, I agree to that.
So, that has nothing to do with roles. It has everything to do with responsibility.
But that's what I said. I took on the responsibility.
Not as a father, but
as a mother.
Parent. As a parent.
As a parent, as a mother, I took on all the responsibilities. I took on his responsibilities and mine too, as well.
The responsibilities of another person if
mm-hmm.
they refuse to have any. So it's like if you work at a job and yes. both of you all, let's matter of fact, let's use McDonald's.
Right.
So
I got what you're saying.
You got the fry guy.
Yes.
And you're the burger lady.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And these burgers and fries gotta get out. Anyway.
Okay.
If the fry guy says, I'm not making no fries today, I'm done. And you take on the fry guy's role of being the fry guy and the burger lady. Are you now the fry guy and burger lady, or are you the burger lady that's doing fries?
I'm the burger lady that's doing fries.
Thank you. You just proved my point.
I proved your point because this is what I'm doing now, but I had to let you know that I also took on somebody else's responsibility, and their responsibility.
But that doesn't make you the fry guy.
No, I'm not the fry guy. I'm still the mom.
Right.
I am still the mom who is now taking this responsibility and making it mine because I chose.
And you're not the dad.
No, I cannot be. I cannot be in no way, shape, or form. I cannot be his daddy. Don't have none of those, you know, parts as a man. But I love being a mom. I love being a mom. I love being the mom that plays soccer. I love being the mom that talked about sex, how to put condom on, how to, you know, relate to girls and do X, Y, and Z. And I'm very sure you love being a dad too.
And let me please say this. I think it is phenomenal that despite you not having a male figure in their life, that you still proceeded to make sure that they had as normal a childhood as a young male child could have.
I still am too.
And that is where the difference comes in between being a parent and a title holder, because you made sure that their experience was mimicked as if there was a male in the household.
Yes.
So I get what you're saying 100%, and I appreciate what you do for your male children.
Thank you. Even though you didn't want my compliments, now you're giving me one.
I do want your compliments.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, now you want my compliments?
Absolutely.
Ain't that some stuff? Well, but thank you so much for being on this platform. Again, you can reach him at
The Listening Veteran on Instagram, The Listening Veteran on YouTube.
I want to thank you guys for catching up with me today and keeping up with me. Keep the questions and comments coming. You can reach me on social media, IG at Single Parent Community, TikTok, Wedeh39. And Wedeh is spelled W-E-D-E-H. I love you all. Stay tight, stay blessed, and we will catch up again next Monday. Goodbye for now. We'll be right back.